Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox. In the Northwest London Christian Church, we have been preaching and teaching through the book of Hebrews. Now, those lessons can't cover all the details, of course, so these podcasts are digging a bit deeper. And today, we're in Hebrews chapter 12, verses 9 and 10. It reads, "Moreover, we have all had human fathers who disciplined us, and we respected them for it. How much more should we submit to the Father of our spirits and live? Our fathers disciplined us for a little while as they thought best, but God disciplines us for our good, that we may share in his holiness." As we dig into these two verses, I'd like to make a point that, of course, some of us may have grown up without a human father in the home. Perhaps we grew up with one that was harsh, and perhaps who didn't actually discipline us for our good. That's possible, and sadly that's the case for many. However, the writer's point still stands, because all of us have benefited from discipline in one form or another. Perhaps you didn't have a father who offered you discipline, but perhaps there was a sports coach, a music teacher, someone at school, a teacher there, somebody in some other club or society or situation who offered you some discipline, and perhaps even if it wasn't your father, perhaps it was your mother, who trained you in some way so that you were a more rounded and human being with a better character or skills that you developed because of it. And I think it's good for us to reflect back on those people. For me, my father did give me some good discipline, and there were other people too. For example, my choir master and some music teachers who certainly taught me the value of practice and consistency. Not that I always held to it, but I can see the fruit that is born in my life. And it's true for us that we need this discipline from God if we're going to be a well-trained Christian. Human fathers' discipline, of course, is temporary and is limited in insight. But God's discipline is consistent, it's not temporary, it continues through all of our lives, and God's discipline is not limited, it is perfect. He's not limited in his insight, he's not limited in his wisdom, but he knows exactly what we need and when we need it. The challenge with that is, of course, that often the timing of God's discipline is not that of our choosing. But let's face it, I don't think there ever would be a time when we would choose it. It has to come by its very nature at times which are not convenient and not comfortable, because that's the time when we become more open to God, because we then realize how much we need his strength. Remember, we need to remember that God has good purposes in his disciplining of us. There is an immediate benefit, there is a positive ultimate outcome, and there's a permanent effect as God trains into us the right kind of thinking and action that will lead us to become more like Jesus. It will lead to the fruits of the Spirit developing in us, and it will lead to us being able to help other people. Unless we get this heavenly correction to our behavior and our thinking, we will not be well-trained as Christians. And the church needs well-trained Christians. The world needs well-trained Christians. It doesn't need religious people. It doesn't need people who just know a few things. It needs people with Christ-like character. Our families need parents with Christ-like character. House groups in church, family groups we call them, need leaders and people with Christ-like character. The people you're around at work and in your neighborhood need to know you as a work colleague and a neighbor with Christ-like character. And this is how God does it. It's through disciplining us and training us. As it says in Acts 14, verse 22, "We must go through many hardships to enter the kingdom of God. We must also go through the hardship of discipline to become more like our great God." Well, next time we'll go on to verse 11. Until then, if you'd like to know more about our church, you can find us at nwlcc.org. My email is malcolm.cox@iccmissions.org, and my Twitter feed is mccx. If you'd like to find us in iTunes, if you type mccx into the search bar and look under podcasts, you'll find us there. Until the next time, I hope you have a wonderful day, and God bless.